Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
To the sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson, we are back. It's Hump Day with Swanee and friends, Dane Swan, Samantha Richards. Hello.
Hey. Hello.
Looking a treat, Dane, in the Kooyong Tennis Club.
I cannot believe. Are you fucking? You're supposed to wear a collared shirt here, and Dane Swan has
none of us got collared shirts on, for starters.
Well, you can't see my collar, but rolled in with...
Ralph doesn't have one.
Thongs.
Yeah.
Are they footy shorts and a hoodie?
No, not footy shorts.
And a sweaty t-shirt.
It's also fucking -2 degrees.
Why are you sweating?
I've been training, mate. Look at my picture of fitness.
Sound it.
Yeah, well, that's not because I've been smoking darts, because I got karate chopped in the throat on Saturday playing footy, and then I got choked out by a UFC fighter on fucking Tuesday. So he actually hurt my windpipe. It's actually quite sore, me and Heath. I trained this morning. Mm-hmm. Got no children keeping me up in the middle of the night at the moment. So,
wow. So the fam's in the US.
Yep.
Right.
Last I heard. So.
You didn't volunteer to, like, she's got 3 kids over there. You didn't say, you know what, just leave Tate with me, you take the girls? Or
no, Tate wanted to see his cousins or nephews. Cousins.
Hang on.
Her sister's children. Cousins.
Cousins, yeah. Tate, yeah. Yep.
Yep, that's right.
I mean, there are many uncles as young as Tate, but I wouldn't assume that would be your situation.
No, so... Just taking him over there.
Well, you'll just bring him money for the family.
I'll have to be. I've got to work. Busy time of year.
Yeah.
Final season, so. And if I don't train in the mornings now, like, I know I just won't do it.
Mm.
Like, I'll procrastinate. I'll do it at 3 o'clock. Oh, I guess at 3, I'll do it at 4 o'clock. I'll work twice as hard tomorrow. And because I don't have children crying, like, I just get up and go, fuck, give me our spell here.
Yeah.
Like in the middle of the arvo, because it's madness. I have nothing to drag me out of the house. So I've basically watched every show on every streaming platform in the last week. So if I don't get up this morning, I got up at 6:45 or something, that's early. I get up and get it done. So Dale does it at 7 o'clock, and I'm scared and nervous to meet new people, so I need to go do it with someone I know. Yeah.
Oh, so. You can't do solo train.
I've never been like.
It's overwhelming, isn't it? It's daunting.
So I just wanted. I needed it just easy. I needed to be lubed up and walk into a place. You know what I mean? So Dale.
Dale's okay training with you after the mean things you said about him.
Yeah, no, he's alright. Yeah, he does. Yeah, he's alright. He takes it in good fun. Even though I mean everything I say. he's good though. He's going well. He's lost a fair bit of weight. So I did some training this morning, and then I'll go home and I'll go and watch the Tillies tonight.
Yes.
Wow. Have you been watching them? Because I haven't seen you posting stuff saying about how this has changed your life.
I've seen you post the stuff. You're
how fucking morons are people?
It's amazing that that's actually happening. Like all those wonderful things.
Did you see this, Sam?
No.
I tweeted.
That'd be more like, that's something similar to saying that men wear tampons.
I'm getting that because there's a connection.
Okay.
So I tweeted out along the lines of Saturday night after they won. I said, a bloke walked, got up in the pub. I'm tweeting for the fucking footy. Right. A bloke got up at the pub where I am. I'm at the footy. Mm-hmm. And said, yes, I took a 0-0 finish with the...
side note, I actually took the Matildas to win penalties. So.
With Matildas to win a penalty shootout. And my 8-year-old niece, I haven't got an 8-year-old niece, went up to him and said, it's not about gambling. And the whole pub applauded. I tweeted that out. Hashtag Matildas fist up.
Go the tellies.
2,000 likes.
Hey, be careful about fist up in the...
And then, I don't know what was funnier, the people who thought I was serious or the people who tagged in didn't happen in the year. With an erection thinking, how good is this? So, but what fueled it was Charlie Pickering retweeted it.
Did he? Right. As a joke or?
He couldn't have. Like, it was a day later, he must have thought it was serious. Like, okay. He's like, hey. And the only other time I've seen Charlie Pickering's work was when you sent out your tampon stuff and he said, dude, check your mentions.
Is he not well? Karen, what's going on with him?
I worked with him on... Maybe
he hates this podcast.
I can safely say he doesn't like it.
Does he follow you?
No.
No. Charlie needs to get off our back. Fuck off. Leave us alone. Men do wear tampons. That's been factually proven. That has been proven this year, has it not? Has it not?
Well, I muted the tampon word after you take me into that.
There was an article. There was a male was promoting tampons, so I was correct in that. I'm a visionary, and he's obviously, and for a comedian, he fucking don't get jokes too well, does he?
He doesn't.
he doesn't pick up. They might not be funny, but they're still jokes. And
that's all they are.
Exactly. So, and Charlie, thanks for. I'll give us a minute of content there.
But I put out those tweets inspired by someone in the media who actually said they overheard two gentlemen at a cafe. I won't say who the person is.
Why? Call them out.
I'm not. No, I don't want to. I just don't want to.
Why?
Because.
Stop being a pussy.
Well, I'll send you the tweet.
That young girl at the Matilda, that young girl who stood up against that bloke at the pub who was gambling on it. She would call him out.
She would call him out, exactly. The one I made up. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm. Saying that I heard a couple of gentlemen and they were just saying how delighted it was that Channel 7 moved the game to their main channel. Just fucking, why do people make up shit?
Mm.
Everyone's happy about it.
It's a good excuse to go to the pub, mate. That's fucking go to the pub and there'll be heaps. I'm assuming there'll be people everywhere tonight. I'm going to go down the pub. I've got no one holding me back at home. So I could have got a KPI tomorrow, so I have to ring Aaron and say it might be a little late. But especially if they win.
I
wanted to go to penalties. It's much more exciting.
Oh, the whole game should be as exciting as that. It's literally like...
It's soccer, Samantha, so it's not as exciting. But at penalties, you can't get much more exciting finish.
Correct.
That's why I think I'm a big advocate now for AFL. When it's a draw, they should have goal kicking.
Penalty shootout.
Yes, goal kicking. 35 out, directly in front, just keep going or something, you know. I think that would be... Great way to lose a grand final.
For the rest of your life. And what about, so they put it on the big screen at the MCG. Mm. And then.
Yeah, but they cut it off before the penalty shootout, didn't they?
They cut it off at the end of regular time.
Yeah.
So because the game was about to start.
Correct.
I think the AFL are worried that soccer is now the biggest game in Australia.
Oh, yeah, they'd be petrified. I don't think any Collingwood supporters are going to go to the finals.
Mate, the finals are fucked.
God.
Nah. Carlton Collingwood prelim. Oh, I'll tell you what, no one will be watching that in Melbourne.
We're going to have to move the AFLM to AFLW to the MCG every week.
Yeah.
It's just all about the sisterhood. So now, Dane, if you were playing...
In the women's?
What?
Well, you know what? Hey. I fucking probably won't. It's a strange world. Soccer wouldn't be my goal. I could definitely play in the AFLW.
Exactly. But how stupid would that have been to have had the penalty shootout on the screen while the game was going? If you wanted to watch it, all you had to do was get out of your fat ass and go to 4,000 TVs on the back. Of course they couldn't have on the big screen while the game's going.
Why not? let's play devil's advocate here. Yeah, I know it's going to... But I'm not sure if you're aware of this. You could actually watch the game of footy by looking at the ground.
Well, you can, which is what I did. And then when I wanted to watch a penalty shootout, I turned my head to watch it on the screen behind me.
I think they should have stopped the game.
Exactly. That shows the AFL sexist.
Exactly. I should have postponed the game to 8:30.
Someone in the microphone, Sam?
Yeah, yeah. Just don't.
Well,
don't
you know what we did? Mate, I had a function. I was giving back to the people, and we did not start until the penalty shootout was done. I said no.
Were you at an early rate?
Oh, yeah. I said no. I will not get up until the tillies are done.
Oh.
So, no. So, me, Jamie and Geordie, we sat in the private room with a big screen telly on, having a steak and just watched the girls do their thing. It was very good. It's very exciting. I hope we don't get... I tell you what, the lead will go out of the balloon if they get beat 6-0.
Tonight.
Yeah, yeah. But, hey, they're a team of destiny.
Mm, they're a fair chance.
I hope people still go to the footy this week. That's all. I'm worried.
Brisbane are... Collingwood are playing at Marvel, so it's an away game, so we may not get many there.
I've got them, don't I? Playing on Sunday?
No, we're Friday night.
Oh.
You've got the Eagles. How much prep have you done?
Yeah. Oh. Not yet. I've got another gig before that.
Jamie and Data's greatest ever players retired, so. You know.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nick Nat.
Yeah, yeah. He's a wonderful player. Fuck, he was before his time. Super athletic. Jump on heads. He's very good. I'm not sure he's the greatest player of all time, like Jamie and Data suggest, but he's one who got cut down through injury. Like, if his body held up, he could have been one of the all time greatest ruckmen.
Number one, Jack Watts. Number two, Nick Natanui. Go D's.
Yeah, yeah. Who was three?
Yeah, that's a good. I think the D's might have had that as well. And then
was that Trengrove or something? No.
Sam Blease, and then four was Shannon Hearn.
How do you remember this shit?
Yeah, no, I've been well
because Melbourne, like they got as much as Jack Watts, good man, but like
Jack Watts, yes.
But Nick Nat and Hearn probably had a little bit better careers than Jack Watts and Sam Blease. Just a smidgen.
Well, while these are open, you've opened the door here, Shannon Hearn.
Yep, what about him?
Well, anything? Did you play on him? Or
he's a big kick.
Right. These are the in-depth stuff that we do here.
Yeah,
no pod.
He was all right. I didn't play on him much, I don't think. I was basically a mid when I played against him, but I don't know much about him, to be honest. I've never met him personally. He's a – what you see is what you get. He's pretty laid back, good, you know,
seems a bloke.
Yeah, like I say, I don't think anyone would have too many bad things to say about him. He's, as in on field, he's an elite runner. Pretty good left foot kick. From the little bit I've had to do with him, he's a good guy.
Ben Cunnington, you would have been in the centre with him against him.
Yeah, very strong. Was probably doing the Dusty Martin don't argues before him, but just in a different way. He just straight in the chest and get a handball out where Daz would probably do it and run over you. He was very good. Amazing to see what he come back from. He had like testicular cancer or something, did he? Something like that. So to fight through that and still play AFL was pretty remarkable. I think he's one who probably didn't like the limelight. So I think he'll fuck back off to where he's from.
Straight to the farm.
Yeah, we'll never hear from him again, you would imagine. But he was one who wasn't super athletic and, you know, it was like a footballer's footballer, you know what I mean?
I had Tom Morris say on SEN that they did some media day and he went down there to run against him, but he said he beat Ben Cunnington in a
Well, it wouldn't surprise me. He had one skill and that was the contested ball at a stoppage and, you know, wasn't great on the spread but didn't need to be because he'd give it out to people who did and unfortunately, probably in today's day and age where it's behind the goals footage, everyone worries about being defensive, probably hurt him a bit. But his one wood was a good a wood as you can get.
Jack Riewoldt?
No, Jack was he took a hanger on me, so I was kind of hoping.
Did you get nerves for that?
No, it was on the back page of the paper. I was having a shower last night, I flicked on 360, but they just talked about Jack for 25 minutes. He took a hanger on me. So I was, when they were showing the highlights, like, geez, I hope they don't show that. But it was like unbelievable. It was nice of them to start comparing him to his cousin straight away. Not giving him his flowers, just like, is Nick a better player? But, mate, Jack was like a superstar. He was unbelievable. I think is he 700-800 goals, whatever his kick, which is
an adjusted era.
Yeah, well, he's probably kicked over 1,000. No, Jack was awesome. I went to Ireland with him. Good guy. I think he's going to have a pretty successful career in the media, you would imagine.
Yep.
But yeah, he was a star. He kicked a lot of goals when they were shit as well, which is probably says more, because when you're winning, it's easier to kick goals because the ball's always down there. But kicked a lot of goals when they were shit. Well, I think he won the Coleman in like 2010, when I don't think they were very good. Obviously, it's when we were very good.
That's how he remembers.
I seen his CV last night. I come up and I was like, 2010, they must have been shit. So it must have been a good effort to kick goals when they were no good. So he'll be a Hall of Famer. No problems about that. Good guy. We get our cars from Kia Chadston together.
Sales manager.
Managed by Liam. I'm sure Liam was going to have a lot more to do with Jack in the next 5 years than he's going to have to do with me. So I reckon Jack is probably more of his favourite than I am. But yeah, good guy, Jack. Wish him all the best in his future endeavours.
And Trent Cotchin, you'll think he'll go straight to the Hall of Fame as soon as he's eligible.
You'd think so.
Good was you have to be to go straight to the
Hall of Fame? Very good. Wow. Okay. What's he done?
Brownlow?
No, he hasn't.
I'm starting to think it's not because you're James' friend, but because you didn't put the medal around.
I wouldn't have accepted it, Ralph.
Of course not.
I wouldn't have.
No.
That's an argument for another day. But they haven't. It's not a. They haven't won that. They didn't poll enough votes. But no, he was a star. Very, very similar to Jack. Played very, very well in a bad, ordinary side. Played a lot of games. And he sort of went through a real flat spot there for a couple of years and thought he might have been on his way out, but reinvigorated himself and played some good footy. He was, once again, probably sliding Hall of Fame, probably just after me. But he's very good. Both of them, they're going to be... Well, them two and Dusty were probably the faces of Richmond for the last, 15 years?
Yeah.
15, 20, how long they've been playing. So there's going to be some new faces there, obviously.
So I think new personalities. With these two, that they're the last two links with Richo. Okay. We've ever played with... I don't think Dusty played with Richo.
When did he finish?
Must have been year after. You must do that when you're watching the Pies. You must go, I'm running out of blokes I used to play with.
Oh, Penrith was going to play forever, so that'll be fine. Yeah. But those Richmond will lose two pretty good characters from their football club. But no one plays forever, as we know.
What about suburban footy, though? Some keep going.
Jack will get a good earn, full forward. Oh, there's always... Yes. It depends what his media commitments are like. Because if he has to work on Saturdays, but I reckon he could probably make maybe a little bit more.
Hypothetically, would you know what the market is in doing media on a Saturday?
I've got a rough
shit
idea.
Or playing it full forward for.
I've got a rough idea.
What would you prefer if you had a rough idea of where the market is?
Depends how friendly you are with the tax man.
Dang. They may listen to this show.
No, I declare everything I make.
Exactly.
I think local footy would be well in front.
Yeah.
If he... Well, it depends. I'm not sure about that. Depends what how they view him in the media landscape, but I reckon he'd get sneak a couple in. Yeah. Yeah, I reckon he'd sneak a couple in.
He's not available this week.
No, they love the full forwards a lot, you know, so I reckon he could easily walk into half a dozen. Or he could do 15. He could do them all before June 30 if he wanted to get on the proper circuit. But Jack, leave a couple for your mate. I've only got 1 year left of it, so then you can do it the year after. Next year is probably my last year of doing it. So.
Did you play on the weekend?
When was I in Darwin? No, yeah, no, I did play on the weekend. I karate chopped on Saturday.
Oh, was that
in the throat? We did. We played the top side. We got beat by 5 goals, some. But we kicked the first 5 or something like that, and we just. Just give away about 50 free kicks and bloke got sent off. There was reports. I was running around. It was basically a meaningless game because our ladder positions can't really... We play the bottom side this week if we beat them. So basically our ladder positions can't change. So I was expecting just a nice, easy run. I just wanted to get some run in my legs. So I'd obviously been on a footy trip in Darwin. Wanted just to have a blowout and just a bit of run in my legs, just feel good about myself, a couple of kicks. I mean, it was fucking on. I was like, what is going on here? Is everyone just relax? So I'm too old for this kind of stuff that I was playing.
Who was the team?
Tramana. Right. Yeah, I think I was mostly our fault, I think. But I think it was mostly our fault. We couldn't be quite undisciplined at times.
We're talking about the Pines now still. As I mentioned last time, I noticed that you say we because you're well a part of the institution now and you're learning the song, obviously. Are you going to go on the footy trip at the end of the year?
Good question. Well, yeah, I don't know. I actually haven't even asked if there is one, but I would, yeah, if we win the flag, definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Definitely have to run that by the boss, but yeah. Because they're in America at the moment, so.
So she can't hear this.
Well, can't really say no. She's on her own holiday.
True.
But
holiday with three kids,
well, hopefully. Hopefully the footy trip's in like LA or Vegas or something, so I've got to go over there anyway.
Absolutely. So he's a thinking man.
Mm. Well, I'll be there for the Mad Monday, though.
Yeah, I bet you will.
That's for sure.
Absolutely.
And the silly Sunday.
Yep. Terrible Tuesday.
It's a long way to an Uber to Frankston.
I know. I might try and bring it up this way.
At the Albion, you reckon?
Boys, yeah. I've got an idea.
I've got a couple of things lined up if we can. But that's if we get. If we get beaten in the second final, I don't know if they have one or is it only if you make the granny. I'm not really familiar with local football club. Procedures at the end of the year. I'm pretty sure they don't have exit interviews. I'm not going to have to go into Frankston on the Monday or the Tuesday and roll through my exit interview, talk about my strengths and weaknesses and next year.
How'd you enjoy those?
Yeah, no, they were terrific. Yeah, no, they were awesome. But when you're going good, it's fine. Like, if I've won the BNF All Australian and you walk in, they go, well, I did, Samantha.
No, I know, Dane.
I did. But I'm saying if you like one of the better players and you play well, it's fucking, yeah, well, you did good. Just keep going. Yeah, no problem. I'll be fine.
Did Mick give you one of his wigs?
Yeah, yeah. Mate, just be like, yeah, maybe just look after yourself in the off-season, Dane.
Don't get arrested.
Basically, not those words, but basically that's what they're alluding to. Just look after yourself in the off-season. You know, they give you some KPIs to come back, skinnies, like 2K trials. I was like, yeah, no problem.
What was the dynamic like with Nathan?
Mate, I was
an interview this
year. I was a bit more in depth. Yeah, I was. I actually look back. I'm actually doing something with him.
I saw that pop up
in September.
Charity work. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. I was all Australian for 2 years under him, so I had a look back. So I was like, I just wanted to see how my form was. So I should have won a best and fairest, but that's an argument for a different day. He preferred penals over me, but
that's all right.
But yeah, there was a bit more in depth. He had to.
And by the way, now Derm, when he was here, and he said this many times, he said that Dipper wrote a book that was about Derm, but under Dipper's name. Mm-hmm. And I noticed Pendles has brought back his podcast, and it seems like there's a lot of gags about Dane Swan in his podcast.
Oh, do you listen to it?
No, but I saw the blurb about it.
What did it say?
Oh, stuff about the Rat Pack and Swanee was doing this and Swanee. Okay. I'm thinking, maybe Pendles hasn't got a lot of stories about him mucking up.
Oh no, mate, we should get fucking residuals from it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I might have to listen to it if he's talking about me. I'll give it back to him.
I'll find the bit and I'll send it to you.
Thank you.
Man of the week, Brady Ho, or Hoff. H-O-U-G-H. How would you put it? Well, I suppose Hoff, like cough.
Brady Ho, who's that?
He was the West Coast player who was about to run out, took 6 puffs of Ventolin, and the doctor stopped him. Did you see this?
He actually
got withdrawn from the game. He wasn't feeling great. He did the captain's run separate from the team and then feel all right, and he's an asthmatic. What are you having there, Samantha?
Jesus, Samantha.
Jesus. My weekly chocolate. I don't eat chocolate.
Weekly chocolate. That's weekly the only time. Not sure I believe you, Samantha. That's the only time you've ever eaten chocolate during a week.
Yeah, I'm trying to get pregnant, so I'm trying to be really good.
Now,
eating anything bad.
I didn't know chocolate.
I'm going to say this. Where you put that.
Oh, God, that was a wheeze for the ages. What?
Some new modern Marvel technology. I don't know. What's in that peppermint cream? What is that cream in that peppermint cream? What is it? What are you and Steve been concocting at home?
Okay. No, I'm trying to eat clean.
What's surrounded? It is a big. It does look a bit gooey.
Does look a bit.
Oh, and I'm sure you're doing anything. You need a pipette.
Your biology for us.
Yeah.
No, I'm not eating sugar at the moment. I'm not eating anything bad.
Well, what's okay? So he took six puffs of Ventolin, not feeling the best.
You're not allowed to have Ventolin.
No, well, apparently that puts you over the limit, and it could
for
be
what?
Performance enhancing.
For Ventolin.
What?
No, it could be performance enhancing.
Yeah, for what is? But my point is, what is Ventolin? It's for asthma people, isn't it?
It is.
It's a steroid,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Well, there is. So, yeah. So, so it's apparently if you have one or two puffs, all right, but six could put you over.
Dilates
and
your.
And the doctor stopped him from running out and playing right at the last minute.
Really?
Do you have ingest anything you probably shouldn't have?
Well, depends who's asking. I've ingested everything when I've ingested things. I fucking should have. I absolutely should have. Yeah. Maybe. No, I don't think I've ever ingested anything that I shouldn't have.
But congrats to the doctor who said, when in doubt, pull out.
Oh. Yep, yeah, it's not Samantha's mantra at the moment. It's certainly mine.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. Are you going to get the snip, Dane?
Probably, if it gives me an excuse to go and have a beer with the boys.
God's sake. What if she falls pregnant again? And that's fine because...
I'll jump off the West Gate.
No, don't say that because Tate would really miss you. But you've got twins in your family, you've already got one set, so the nightmare would be twins again.
That ain't happening. ain't happening.
Don't that doesn't fool. Sound like an in-depth discussion. It seems like a pretty cut and dry Ed McGuire's type
unless,
meeting.
Unless I become phenomenally wealthy where... Like, money is never an issue. Like, hundreds of millions of dollars, we don't have to fucking worry about, and I can just pay someone to do it all for me. Mm. That would be the only reason why. And I don't think that's happening.
Okay.
Oh, I do touch a lot of tickets. Yeah. That seems to be decreasing my wealth, the amount of money I spend on them. So, not increasing it. So, I'm not sure another child's for me.
No?
Well, not particularly. It's reasonably tough, Samantha.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not actually... It's not tough at the minute.
No, because they're not there.
Because they're not there, no.
That first sleep in when you're just by yourself, starfish.
To be honest, the weekends go by quick because I'm playing footy and I can go and have a beer with the boys and just whatever. But the week's pretty slow because I have to do a lot more. we do as men probably take a little bit for granted.
Mm. You should.
I get to 5:30 and go, fuck's my dinner.
I'm hungry.
Look at the clothes. Oh, fuck, they have to get washed. Who's going to wash them? Geez, it's a bit... Oh, that probably needs a sweep. When's that going to get done?
And if you've just drifted into this podcast, and God help you if you have, but Dane and my thoughts, this isn't sexist. It's just, as we always say, Samantha, you breed have got higher standards than we have.
Yes. You breed.
Yes.
you don't accept the shit that we do.
No.
So. No.
No.
I did try to cook last night, but like 6 days a week, not for me.
It's also not great cooking for one.
For one, because I cooked far too much. I had to throw it out.
What about freezing it?
I'm not a big leftover man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you will be when it comes to 5:30 tonight and you're like, what's for dinner? Oh, fuck, it's in the bin.
I'm going to the pub, watch the Tillies.
Are you meeting up?
My what?
And meeting up?
Yeah, a couple of other
No.
We've got a
MEAT.
What?
Now that Taylor's
with
on
your
the
food,
house.
I'm meeting up. I'm meeting up with friends. So now I'm going to sit the fucking pub like a loser on my own. I'm going to sit out there on my own. That's what
so
I'm going
to
do.
All those people are going to sit by themselves at the pub today. You're not.
Yeah,
a loser.
Find some friends.
I figured that. Considering you can't even trade by yourself.
Yeah, well, exactly. Am I meeting up?
Yeah.
I don't really buy red meat for home.
Right.
I prefer to have that out.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I don't even know what I'm going for dinner tonight, but I made pasta last night because I was training this morning. And
Would you like me to get your recipe book or something?
I've got fucking hundreds of them, right? Oh, okay, good. I've got my phone.
Thanks for asking.
I've got my phone called the internet.
Yeah.
Plenty of things on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your go-to?
It's hard to find a recipe when you keep looking at porn. where the fuck am I getting a spag bowl fucking recipe from here? Nah, 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 nah. That's meaty. Nah, nah,
Nah. That's cream.
That's fishy. Nah.
Oh, my Lord.
Last night.
Yes.
Sue.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome. Like, what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome. Like, what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I showed Sue something on the computer.
Okay, yep.
Do you ever have tabs open at the top?
Oh, Ralph.
I've got historical tabs, although I'll get to that later.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, well, this must be like 3 years old for when we were doing the show online.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when people would send us stupid shit, so I'd look it up and think, Well, that could be something we could discuss.
Yeah.
Sue goes, what's that?
What was it?
Mulch
bagging?
I've clicked it open. Huffington Post, and I swear on my kids, this was the headline. This story about a woman, a first date, and a big poo is just incredible. She goes, what the fuck? I said, it would have been something. Is that what you talk about?
Surely Sue would remember listening back to that on the podcast.
No doubt.
Yeah. Avid listener she is.
Exactly. Oh, and I've got a stolen car update too.
Yeah.
So while you're away.
Yes.
I thought my car was stolen. It was the week.
Oh, you missed that.
When we did it with Sonia Hood, we did the show.
Yep.
Did you know where it was?
In the supermarket. I drove it there the night before. And so I walked out the door to do the Sonia Hood interview, which was Ed's joint in Toorak. And I said to Sue, I've got to take your car. My car's been stolen. By the time I got there, Sue rings, you sure you didn't? I said, it's stolen. She takes the dog for a walk, sees my car.
Fucking idiot.
In the supermarket. Drives it home. In the meantime, I rang the cops. And the cops said, well, don't drive it even if you find it because you've got to report it in. So she rings up and reports it in, right?
Right.
Meanwhile, we're doing the pod. I get a text from Sue and it's my car. And I go, oh, it's been found.
Yeah, by me, you fucking idiot.
And then I open it up, I look, oh, it's in the supermarket.
Did you just forget?
Yeah, I just walked home. After going there the night before. Wait on. So, Dane, there's an update. I forgot to mention this. So, a week later, I'm driving. I get onto the Monash Freeway. Bit of traffic. Cop lights go behind me. I wasn't on the phone. Surely the fuck.
Stole a car.
Sure I wasn't on the phone. But at first I actually just pulled over and let the cops through.
Yeah.
Right behind me. And they jumped and ran at me. What's wrong? I go, is this your car? Yeah.
Talking of big poo, did you have one in there?
I'll tell you one that I did. I'm not being smart on this. I did have that flashback of our Leon Davis interview.
Yeah.
I thought, thank God I'm white.
Yeah.
I said, yes, it is. You got license and all that? And they ran at me.
Or did they not scrub it off the fucking...
Yeah, well, that's the thing. So, and I said, he said, it's been reported stolen. I went, oh, thank fuck. Okay. He goes, what are you talking about? I go, can you just give me 30 seconds just to compose myself? Exactly. The heart rate was going. So anyway, I gave him the license. I said, this is what's happened. I go, obviously, it wasn't
been scrubbed off.
They said that the helicopter spotted you. So there's something for the...
helicopter people. Spotted you?
Well, it comes up on the police helicopter just doing random checks and
So I've got good eyes, haven't I?
Yeah.
Did you know that's about Big Brother?
No, well, I didn't.
So can we just circle back? What, you went to the grocery store, you drove there, and then you thought, oh, I'll have a nice leisurely walk home from the grocery store and forgot that you'd driven?
Well,
the
supermarket's in my street.
Yeah.
So I regularly walk up. I think it was raining, so I thought, I'll drive up. By the time I got my stuff out of the supermarket, I just walked home like I normally do.
Wow.
Walked past my own car.
You fucking idiot. And at what point did you go, fuck, it's been stolen? When you got home or when you woke up in the morning?
No, the next morning. So I said to Sue, I've got to take...
Oh, my God.
And here's the thing. So when Sonia Hood texted me, that she said, I'm running a bit late, I've got a flat tire, I go, I'll trump that. My car's been stolen. Meanwhile, the reason she did it and was good enough to come in was because Dane said he didn't get a membership.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then you said you realised you hadn't checked your letterbox in 2 months.
That's correct.
Was it in there?
Has it been in there? I haven't
browsed through yet.
What if there's like winning lotto ticket in there, Dane?
Well, should get it back, but no, I haven't. But I think it might be in there.
Oh,
so Sonia,
just in time for finals.
I text both to Sonia, and she said between you two. Honestly. Between a membership and his stolen car. She's got enough information for the president's speeches for the next
race.
Anyway, all right. So our very, very nice people have got to Insta Story and sent us messages.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do this one, Dane. It's this from Luke. You did this. This is your fault. You know what you did.
Is he talking to you or me?
He's talking to you.
What's his name?
Luke.
Luke what?
Luke Foreman. He said, I would like you to read it directly to Dane. Did you not say you hope Nick Dacos gets suspended? I reckon that's what Luke's talking about.
God's smiling upon me.
And by extension, from Ben, how did Dane get roped into an interview on Channel 7 last night? He's back being relevant again.
How do you think?
Well, Sam, did you see Dane on the 7 News?
I did not see.
And I thought, that's very nice. Dane giving up his time for an interview with Mitch Cleary on Channel 7 News.
He's a very good man, Mitch. So I was like,
he's
a
good man.
He's a very good man.
Was this last night?
Yeah, just
yesterday afternoon.
Just selflessly talking about the Collingwood and right at the end. Some boots that you were promoting?
Some shoes, yes, yeah. Athletican, yes. I've got some AFL-sponsored shoes, so... Mm-hmm. Buy Collingwood ones, show your support, because grown men shouldn't be wearing Collingwood jumpers around the streets.
No.
Maybe grand final week, you can cop that and add that to footy, but apart from that. So you can show your support by buying some shoes. So
you would rather them rock around in some...
Well, I would prefer wearing shoes that are stylish with Collingwood logo on it than wearing a Collingwood jumper hugging to you to a bit of fat around the body.
Are you allowed to say the F word?
Well, the older we get, finger. But
question though, is a grown man that didn't play for Collingwood allowed to run around the town in Collingwood training shorts?
Well, Collingwood training shorts.
Shorts
are sweet.
Shorts are fine.
But it's not your training kit.
Yeah, well.
You didn't play for Collingwood or Melbourne Storm or whoever you said you're wearing. Like.
Shorts are fine. Like you can wear a Collingwood training top, not a jumper, you can wear like your
but if you didn't
T-shirt.
But if you didn't play for them?
Yeah, but you're supporting them.
Okay.
Yeah, like you didn't model for YSL, but you're wearing a fucking...
No, but I mean like it's almost like they're like, I don't get it. Like you did play for Collingwood.
Yeah.
That's well
documented. So, but then that's after you play, it's kind of weird to wear it.
Yeah.
Right.
So sometimes I have to, I've got another option, but when I rummage through my training fucking draw. I purposely try and avoid wearing Collingwood stuff.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about merchandise. Like, that's supporting the club. But, like, if someone's given you training kit, are you allowed to run in it if you
I don't have a problem with training kit. It's just the jumper. Okay. Yep. Yeah, that's my theory.
Actually, Olivia's asked here, Dane, I'm curious, do players get a new jumper every game or one per season?
That's not one per season, but it's not like the NBA where they just throw them off and give them to everyone in the crowd. Obviously, if it gets ripped, but I think there's probably three or four. Like Anzac Day, obviously there's two. They give you two, you get to keep one. They sell one, obviously, and then I sell one. So that's two. They got Indigenous round, so you get to keep one of them, and they have one. I'm sure there's a couple other fucking rounds that they have that, but no, they don't. You don't get one every week. It's basically you get the same one until it's fucked, and then you they move on. But they always have two at the ground in case you get the blood rule or something like that. Oh, it might be different now, but it's basically it's not like you have 22 different ones. You can take one off every game and just keep it. Unfortunately, they should be like that. So you'd be able to give it to someone in the crowd or put it at home. If you have a big game, you should, you know, if you kick 10 or something like that, you should be able to take your fucking ball and jumper and put it up.
Just on that, did you see the little girl who got given Sam Kerr's jumper?
No, I missed it. I was probably giving back at that stage.
She once, they did all the, she did the media circuit after Sam. Sam was running off the ground. And he's me calling her Sam. She's Sam or Samantha? She's
Sam.
She's Sam. As she's running off the ground, sees the girl, gives her the jumper. The girl then does the media circuit. Said she just wants Sam to sign it, she'll frame it, and she'll never sell it. Do you think she has to sign a stat text saying she'll never sell it?
I don't think so. I should give it old for fallen hard times. And
you never know.
Yeah.
From Mick, who's a more accurate kick, Jamie Elliott or Swanee at a music festival?
That was pretty accurate, wasn't it? I didn't miss. That was the most accurate kick I've ever done in my life.
So this is a Darwin Cup.
Darwin Cup,
yeah. I haven't asked you about the Darwin Cup. What was that experience like?
It
was
a couple
of
weeks ago.
It was not.
Last week,
wasn't it?
2 weeks ago?
Well, we couldn't do last week, one of the reasons.
It was your fault. It was you, Samantha.
Me? Yeah.
And you.
I certainly was not living enough at Darwin Cup.
Oh, I was available Wednesday.
How was it?
Yeah, it was good. It was beautiful weather. Mate, 30 degrees there is so much different than 30 degrees here.
Mm. Yes.
But let me tell you.
Tell us.
There's drunk.
And then there's Darwin drunk.
Oh,
top
mate,
end drunk.
Fuck, is there what? Holy shit. Mate, it was fascinating. I don't know how, but like you can get drunk, but they just keep, no one gets kicked out.
No.
Well, I reckon it was like a comedy skit. I was in the toilet and I reckon they didn't know each other and five blokes walked in a row and it was like a comedy skit. Not one of them could walk properly. One of them got to the pisser, smiled with like three fucking teeth in his head and was like, how fucking good is being drunk? Then fell into the toilet, fell into the pisser.
Trough.
Fell into the trough. Got up. Did not wipe himself off.
Didn't wash his hands.
Not a problem. Just went about his business, pissed, and probably walked straight back to the bar and got another beer. Like, mate, it was incredible. And it was probably 98% 35 to 70-year-old men in Darwin at this stage.
Wow.
Mate, I've seen two fights, so I got the real Darwin experience.
Yeah. Have you seen Territory Cops? That show?
There wasn't many up there when I seen them.
No, have you seen the show Territory Cops? It's basically a montage of that.
Is it?
The streets of...
But it was like most people had a great time. The races were good. It was fun. I had a ball up there. It was basically like a footy trip up at 10 a.m.
Was there a ball?
I didn't go to the ball. Yeah. My mum's company owns the casino, so I had a decent room there. Got upgraded. Thank you, mum. So I swim out in the lagoon pool. So I'd get in the water at 9:30, 10, and straight back on the beers. And you'd go till 3-4 in the morning. Then you'd wake up and do it all again. It was like 5 days of that. It was like a footy trip. So
hard work, basically, is what you're telling Taylor.
Yeah. I had to entertain clients, so I thought I was reasonably entertaining. So and that was good. I had a ball. But it is proper drunk. You want to see proper drunk? Go up there. Fucking hell. <apple. laughs> Mate.
Yeah.
I don't fuck about up there. But it was good. I enjoyed it. But I wasn't sure it was on my bucket list, but ticked it off. I've done it. It was good.
Yeah.
From PJ Marnie, funniest moment with Pendles on the piss, or is there not any?
It's going to be a real head scratcher, that one.
Take it on notice?
Yeah. I did get him really drunk one night on a Wednesday night. when we probably weren't allowed. But he's still playing, so we won't drop that one. I took him to Vegas one night after Arizona. Showed him the ropes there. Yeah.
But he's still playing.
His eyes are open, yeah. Never went back with me. That's probably why he's still playing.
From Chris, does Dane still feel hot after having kids?
Still feel hot?
Sexy.
Oh, I thought he was doing like sexy temperature.
Let me take a picture one moment of what you would call hot.
Just been in the gym. Just been in the gym.
Do you feel like a male model now that you're a father?
Well,
do you think people look at you and go, what a dilf?
Well, that's exactly what I think. but, well, I've gone from the category of just being, you know, now I'm a dad, so now I'd say I'm going okay for a dad.
Actually, the question was to Sam, but it was funny asking you.
I actually
give the people what they want.
What was the question?
Do you feel hot now that you're a mum?
Do you know what? The day we were like, all right, let's start. I'm ready mentally. I'm ready to start trying again. I literally looked in the mirror and I was like, I've only just seen my six pack again. Mm. And I'm going to turn into a blob. I did feel good before we started.
It's a MILF. We've got a MILF here and a couple of deals.
From Sporter, Swanee asking for a vertically challenged friend. Should he cash in his Freo for Premiers ticket yet?
Free what?
Freo for Premiers.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They're a chance to play finals, aren't they? Mate, they're running into form at the right time. They had a good win on the weekend.
Yep.
So here they go.
Play the Eagles.
Oh, Samantha, you don't have to ruin it by saying that.
From Matt Craig, how was Dane's Saturday? Apparently he got into trouble off a David Roden version of Ralph. What does that mean?
I got into trouble of a what?
David Roden version of Ralph. Does that mean... A short version of me had a fight with you, or is that karate?
I wasn't like in a fight. It was in a contest. But and then I went to, I had a function. I was meant to host it, but I couldn't really talk, so I had to fucking sit up there and say about four words. So, my Saturday was good until I couldn't talk. But there was a bit going on in the game, but I stayed out of it. I have zero interest in. I'm too old for that kind of stuff. I'm a DILF, Samantha. I don't have to fucking worry about that kind of stuff. You'd have to ask a bit. I don't know what he's talking about, but my Saturday was good.
From J Cav, Dane, what's with Bella only selling extra large? My great northern gut can't fit into an extra large.
I apologise about that. They're probably all double XLs are sold out.
Did you see a few? It's surprising up at Darwin. There's still fair roof over the tool shed of people despite the hot weather, isn't
there? Always been going on. Yeah, absolutely. A lot of beer bellies up there.
From Ord, Sam Ord. Ralph, always been told multis are a trap because odds don't reflect improbability. Won a life-changing amount in a three-horse multi on Saturday. Did I just get lucky or is it workable? What's your thoughts about those multis?
Oh, well, the more legs you get, the more chance you got to win it.
Yeah, no doubt. Exactly.
Nah. We all do them. We all love them because we're all greedy.
So the odds do reflect probability because it's just maths, like a 5 to 1, 6 to 1.
Yeah.
6 to 1 would be
30 to 1.
180. Yeah. But you still got to get three right. So the point is I much prefer quaddies. Hello?
Laughing at.
Sam's just doing some filming.
Yeah.
So with quaddies, they take out 20%. With a win bet, they take out about 14%. So quaddies are better value because it's 20% spread over four races. Okay. So 5%, 5%, 5%. Yeah. And then from there, if you can get a favourite, all the favourites beaten, that's when you get the real huge result. So
what about multis? Do you do many multis or sports or?
I did a little one on Saturday.
Yeah, same gamers or?
No, just wins, reflecting our math science.
Yeah.
Probably needed the arc to fucking work. Well, no, my mindset was, it's another small one, but the four best sides, Collingwood, Port, Brisbane, Melbourne.
Yeah.
It was the switch on round.
Yeah.
It was $5, so I thought that was all right.
Yeah.
So with the arc.
Fuck, it should be called.
So Dane, when you've been to the Super Bowl, have you seen any AFL executives there?
I've seen a couple, yeah.
Do you reckon while they're there, getting on their rort?
Yeah.
And good on them. Anyone's got
to go? Absolutely, mate. If you want me to go next year, if the NRL want me to go help fucking commentate the Vegas games.
Could they just look at what the NFL do with
technology?
Technology. Football,
yeah.
It's not too much.
Do you think he touched it?
Well, I doubt he did, but I'm not blaming him. I never get...
I'm not saying you blame him, but do you think he touched it? No.
But I was hoping.
Yeah, of course.
Obviously. Yeah. But honestly. Anyway, so that's the end of part one.